Now, there is another service nationally that is doing an amazing job in the community. And when we talked in our panel just now about the importance of community, this is an organization or a group that really embody that whole process. And of course, I'm talking about the men's sheds. Now, our local one, which is Kurringai Shed, is headed up by Paul Chaban. Welcome, Paul.
Hello, hi.
It is lovely to have you with us. Mm-hmm. Now, I was lucky enough to be invited to share tea with you all not so long ago, and so got a small insight into the community connection and the care that you all have for each other, which has really stayed with me. I really felt the family that you have created there. And you do a huge amount of work on projects. You know, they work for projects for their families and community. But can you tell me a little bit more about the why it was set up, where the call was? How about that in our area?
All right. Thanks for the opportunity to talk about the shed, the men's shed, and particularly the Kurringai shed. Made a little bit of history. It was founded in the early 90s in Australia, an Australian phenomenon. It has grown now to over 1,000 in Australia. Its purpose was following, or how the reason why it was founded. Often men in retirement, right, are lost. Right, they lose their support system, their workmates. They sometimes downgrade, which is a rather popular mechanism to get some money. But with their downsizing, often they lose their shed. They live in flats, they're disconnected. The wives have a fantastic support system. They have friends. They go for lunches, and the men are not allowed to come. So the men fall a little bit between the cracks, and the stats are frightening. The suicide rate on the men increases dramatically in retirement and peaks at 85. At 85, it's the highest suicide rates on the men of any class when they are 85. So it's a real worry. Wow. Depression sets in. Right, and that then unfortunately sometimes results in suicide. So the men's shed is a place where men can come together, right, do things. Ours is a large shed with lots of machinery, from woodworking, welding, picture framing. We also do cooking classes. I come later to that. But men make things, repair things. If you don't want to do anything, you can talk to people. You don't have to communicate, but you can learn. If you don't know how to operate a machine, you can. You also participate in community work, and I can elaborate on that. We work for non-for-profit organizations, schools, bowling clubs, and a variety of people in our area. The Rotaries is another one we work closely with. So what men come to do is, and you keep a watchful eye out for them if they start getting a little bit smell of alcohol, or they don't come, or they grow their beard unshaven, you know, there's something of an issue, and we try to engage with them to ensure they keep coming back to the shed. And I think it has proved, although the stats are difficult, that the burden on the public purse as a result is significantly lessened, because men have found a place where they can come together, make things, enjoy themselves, often bitch a little bit about their wives, why they don't mind in the morning. It's a male community. It's for the physical as well as the mental well-being. We run also a program, Spend in the Works, where men, where we can check them on a frequent basis about their health, teeth, hearing, physical health, and that often results in men being sent to their GP for further investigation. So that's in brief. I can talk for hours because it's so close to my heart and I love it so much. Myself, I came to the shed 6-7 years ago. I lost my wife. I retired. I found it a place where I found my purpose. I also went to the cooking classes, because men often become widowed, as was my case, or become the carer, and therefore cooking is not their strongest skill, so we do also cooking classes for the men, which is quite popular. Right, in brief, that's the men's shed.
That's extraordinary. I love the ethos of looking out for each other, caring for each other, picking up on the beard growing a bit longer, or, you know, a slight smell of alcohol. You know that you're all paying fine attention to detail just to check how you're all going.
Mm. Yep. Yeah, and if they're not coming, then we phone them or we have a coffee with them. Or in another case, we have recently had a shadow who's lost his wife, so we found for him not a job to do as in meaningless, but meaningful. So he's making reindeers for Christmas, right?
Beautiful.
He made boxes. So that is to sell to shadows, to give to grandchildren. Everyone and then other people help and skip in. So it's a purposeful. The age range goes to up to 85 and 90 in some cases.
Wow.
So they keep coming. So yeah.
But it gets them out of the house, doesn't it?
Pardon?
It gets them out of the house, Paul. It, you know, gets them engaged and people engaged.
Correct. Mm. And it's getting more of ours is there popular. We also do welding, and we have currently an application in front of council, a DA, to extend the shed and double its size, because with the age group and the baby boomers retiring in our area, in particular in the Koerengai area, there's more and more need for that type of services for men. Obviously, you got probers, completely different purpose. Here it is, doing things, making things, being meaningful, engaged.
Yeah.
We made, if you ever have a chance to visit Turramurra High School, we made a combined with Bendigo Bank, which is a major supporter of us. And I should not forget that the council, local, state and federal government are real supporters and have donated significant grants to us, which allows us to sustain ourselves, to buy better equipment, fit out the kitchen. With Bendigo was very graceful in granted us a significant amount of money. So we are close to them as well as they are close to us. So it's a particular community bank in the Bendigo Bank, which I know what that is like. They are very focused on community anyway.
Yeah.
So we have a lot in common.
Beautiful. Do you find that when you're working on, when you've got people and you're working on projects, because it's not sitting face to face, do you find that it gets conversations that can be a little bit deeper, a little bit more personal?
Yes. It's the challenge with men in general is I'm all right.
Yeah.
Right. That is from a health perspective, and it take a while. It's the way you approach them. I find it always deeply moving and emotional. I know I've been through the same exercise of having lost my wife. Sometimes you can talk about them and sometimes not. Sometimes men are depressed and they seriously talking about the one way out, and that they're wasting space. And we try to bring them back, and we're quite successful in that, right? Particularly email is a good vehicle. By communicating, then we have a newsletter, a bulletin, which we send out more than once a month, which shows them the activities we're undertaking. We ask for volunteers to help us with projects. So and they love it, right? Sometimes 3-4 people. We're currently making scout boxes, pantry boxes for the scouts. Mm. Yeah, 3-4 people are working on that. And we make a photo, we put it up, and they are proud to have contributed. We charge a little bit of money. We make a little bit of money. So
you're so dynamic, Paul. Like you can hear, your enthusiasm is amazing.
Sorry, what did you say? Sorry.
I was saying you're so enthusiastic and dynamic. It's inspiring to listen to what you're encouraging your men shed to do.
Yeah, it has been the reason I'm enthusiastic about it. It has been fantastic for me.
Yeah.
Right, I enjoy it immensely. It's almost a full-time job now. I'm there 3 or 4 days a week, plus all the work I do in fundraising and going to council and attending Bendigo functions. So, but it's my life, and I would not switch it for anything else. So
yeah.
It's beautiful. Honestly, it's a beautiful organization. But I'm only standing, and I have to acknowledge that, I'm only standing on the shoulders of those who have gone before me.
Yeah.
So I have surely not developed this yet. I'm only moving on and trying to keep the momentum going and maybe create some more enthusiasm, expand the shed. But there's a lot of people who are everywhere in very small sheds. Some retirement villages have a small shed, mm-hmm. a couple benches. So it can be accommodated anywhere, right? There's big ones. We are a significant one,
yeah.
but the much bigger ones, anywhere. So there's also one aspect that in Ireland it has taken off, and that was driven by the recession that the building industry collapsed after the global financial crisis. A lot of people out of work, and in Ireland there are now 350 sheds. It's the biggest.
Wow, it's amazing.
The outside of Australia.
Wonderful support. Yep. And a great. I'm not surprised that you get government support, because it actually takes an enormous load off a lot of the social services and the health services if we can keep men's mental health, good.
Yeah, now, and this year we won the Kooringai Award for Outstanding Community Service.
Yes, you did.
It is recognized, as you said, it is definitely recognized, as we are by far the largest community organization in Kooringai. Right? We've got over 200 members, 350 subscribed
That's
to our
extraordinary.
Website. So, the largest community organization in Kooringai.
Well, that's going to be a very good AGM and Christmas lunch on the 13th of December then, isn't
it? You're more than welcome to come. Yes, it will be a big one. Right? And interesting that we have a local building at the showground, but the cooking class will put up a feast.
So
we have an entree, a main and dessert, all prepared by the shedders themselves.
Fantastic. That's wonderful. Now, listen, when are you open? If someone is interested in listening and wants to come down, where can they find you and when?
Okay. Now, we open 10 till 3, Monday till Thursday. Right? The cooking class is on selected Fridays. The way to find us, and now you're asking me a question which I should have been prepared for, but the best thing, if you want to see more, go onto our website, which is www.kushed, KUSHED.
.org.au. Excellent.
You can find everything there, and if you want, you come to the showground on Lonerville Road, the Sindhout Showground. The signage is there. You find your way to the shed. If you come between 10 and 3, on Monday to Thursday, there's always a coordinator there which you can ask for. He's happy to show you around, give you a membership envelope which contains everything. We charge $75 a year. It includes insurance. And per day, we charge $3 for coffee, tea, and biscuits. So,
well, wonderful. Thank you, Paul. And, you know, may I take this opportunity on behalf of Streetwork, which is the organization that I work for. Thank you for our billy carts. They're going to be out there tonight in Hornsby for Screen on the Green. Before they show cars, and it's a great example of two community organizations working together to lay the foundation for hopefully a bigger event next year to raise awareness for men's health.
Now, that's fantastic, and indeed, as you say, we love to combine our resources. In effect, Council Bendigo is looking for multiple organizations to put their heads together to apply together for a grant.
Yes.
So that the left hand services the right hand, so to speak. So we're doing that. We just did one with Timble Public School benches. The grant for $5,000. We benefit and they benefit. So that's how it works.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Much appreciated. And we'll look forward to working with you again.
Okay. Thanks for the opportunity to tell something about the shed. I really enjoyed it. Thanks.
Me too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks. Bye-bye.